This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fiona's not here today. It is currently 9:17 a.m. There is a pre-recorded interview with Dermot Bannon going out on the radio at the moment. So we said, you know what we're going to do now? It's Friday. Let's get our bits done.
He has very elfish features.
Elfish?
Elfish features.
Ears?
Ears. Where's just ears the nose, I think, as well. He's quite skinny.
He's got quite a slim face.
Yeah, I just get elfish features off him. But very nice man. Very, very confident. Very confident. But you'd want to be at that age. If I'm not that age and not confident, I'm going to be so sad. He did ask us if any of us were in our 20s and we all depressingly had to go, no. And the Fiona was like, yeah, I am. The oldest of us all.
A really good handshake.
I don't remember the handshake.
Yeah, I love it. He made eye contact. It was firm. There was a good grip.
You weren't here for the moment that humanized him. We were just about to start recording a chat with him and he went, sorry guys, I'm really sorry, but can I just pay for my parking?
Yeah, it was kind of got, and then he was just like, it's because I'm a, this is an exclusive, by the way, that you're getting. He goes, yeah, it's because I'm an ambassador. And we all went, for parking? And he went, no, for Volvo. So his car is obviously comped, but they get all of the stuff. He has to pay the fines, but they get it first, where it's like, just so you know, Dermot Bannon got a fine there today.
Or like the reg, it'll just go to whoever is registered with the reg or whatever. But no, we thought it was for parking tag and we were put back in our box because of course it is for Volvo.
So currently, it would be good to have a brand partnership with the eFlow though.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Sorry, currently going out on air right now is that Dermot Bannon interview, and our boss just texted saying, Dermot to be a full-time contributor. What does that mean, Nick?
Really?
Do you want Emma, Dave, Fiona and Dermot? Is that what you want? Is that you want Dermot on the show every week?
To talk about what? Houses?
Every day?
Houses that we can't have?
What do you mean?
Oh, Nick's just cocky because he has a house. Don't mind.
On it, on it, on it. Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I was looking outside and I was thinking, that really is not Harry Styles weather.
I was thinking the same myself, actually.
That is just not Harry Styles weather.
Well, how would you describe Harry Styles weather? And you know, as soon as I heard that, I thought of this watermelon sugar high video and they were all on the beach in their bikinis and Harry was in a short and they were eating watermelon and it was sunny. So maybe that's
so
what
maybe
he's getting
sunny,
at.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
But then the Slane weather was Harry Styles weather and
that was miserable.
Nice. Yeah.
Do you remember? I remember people went to that and they were rained on for hours. Sitting down in the lovely wet grass.
You had a soggy bum that day, didn't you?
I did. I had to buy a raincoat from Penny specifically.
You got cheese chips though, didn't you?
Oh, that was the first day I had Eddie Rocket's festival cheesy chips.
Cheesy chips at a festival.
And
so
nothing
good.
Ever compares.
I think
since.
You get to a point of winter where you just start.
That is what Sinead O'Connor wrote about. Nothing compares to you. She was talking about Eddie Rocket's cheese chips. But yeah,
I think there's a point of winter where you just start smelling the cheese.
But it's coming,
and like, you're like, oh my god, it's soon.
It's coming back. Like, we are gonna have Harry Styles weather very soon. I'm actually totally on board now with Alex's 5-word weather. I'm now like, yes, Harry Styles means summer. It's coming back. It will come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the evenings are getting a tiny little bit longer.
They are. There's a tiny. I hate to say the word. There is a tiny stretch though. And this day next week, we'll be looking into, like, by the end of the weekend, next weekend, January's gone. It's over. And I know that the Beast from the East likes to come visit when we're really towards the end of spring.
I was literally only thinking about this morning when I was brushing my teeth. I was like, I would beckon love some snow.
No,
right
I
there.
Hate that. No,
oh, shut up.
No. February's are coming in. Out come the lambs. Bit of warmth. Thank you very much.
The country girl has spoken.
Before 8 o'clock this morning, your chance to win yourself a beautiful Apple Watch with Harvey Norman. We will tell you the details you need to enter in about 15 minutes or so. So you hang on there now.
Exciting times. But for now, tonight is Traitors finale. Are you caught up? Are you watching it?
I am. You're going to laugh at this. So I have the series linked. And every Friday, I do 3 episodes in a row with my
girlfriend.
That's nice. Love that.
Because I can't commit. Now, it's nice that the BBC is airing the UK version at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock.
It's fantastic.
8 till 9.
RTE, you better take notes for the Irish season.
Yeah, but the 9:35 to 10:35 one for RTE, in fairness, meant it could be a bit swearier.
I don't care about swearing. For God's sake, edit it out.
So I'm caught up to Wednesday. I haven't watched Wednesday, I haven't watched last night's, and obviously tonight is the finale.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? You're going to home and watch 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and then 8 yeah. o'clock final?
That's absolutely. Nice. Yeah. Class. I haven't watched any of this year because I just obviously can't get BBC iPlayer.
It's been absolutely amazing.
I know, I feel like such FOMO. And so can I just confirm, you have to sit down and watch this live?
Yeah.
Right.
But like you do for Love Island.
No, I get you, but at least I have Virgin Media Player in case I fall asleep or don't want to watch it.
Oh, yeah, well, you can watch it on... I suppose you couldn't.
My TV box records, so you can record BBC One, you just series link.
I don't have that, I'm just totally caught, so I've missed... Yeah, I just can't get it.
I don't have the ability to record. Mm-hmm. But, there was a huge kind of cliffhanger left last night. And now I put up on my story a black and white photo of my face while I was watching it, and I zoomed in, so it looked kind of like a Paranormal Activity CCTV thing. But it was just me with a shocked face.
Do you know what's funny? When I saw that story, I thought it was Millie getting rid of Charlie on Love Island. And I was like, oh, he's not even there yet, whatever it was.
I said, how could traitors leave us on that cliffhanger? I'm not okay. And then I just went to have a look at who's viewed the story, and it says one reshare. What's a reshare? I'm so old now that I'm like, what is that on Instagram?
And how do people do that unless you tagged them? Yeah.
Apparently you can share stories to your story now.
Just
random people's stories. Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Do you think that's what it is, reshare? It must be. Anyway, there was a huge...
That's crazy, because normally the permission to do that is if someone's been tagged.
So yeah, but I can't. It won't let me click into it. I don't know who's reshared it.
That's weird.
So it is odd. So if you've reshared it, please let me know. But anyway, yeah, so a huge cliffhanger last night was that there was two people...
Tom, turn off your ears?
No, I won't say anything because he's seen nothing, which basically makes this whole thing pointless and me not be able to talk about it at all.
Why don't you get out?
I'll leave again.
And look, this is for you listening. Spoiler, right, Grant?
Yeah, there's a spoiler coming, if that's okay with you. Okay, so... The cliffhanger basically was that there is two people who had the same amount of votes at the round table. Mm-hmm. So they had to plead their case one more time, and then there was still a draw. So it's left up to chance. So Claudia comes in with the two boxes, and they have to take a box each. And in one of the boxes is a shield. If they have the shield, they're safe. Yeah. One person is the traitor, and one person is a faithful. They both have the boxes. They flip it up, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Fin of the episode.
Brilliant.
I was fuming. So we won't find out until tonight. But the thing about it is say if it is Rachel who goes, Rachel is the traitor and James is the faithful. If James goes, who's the faithful, that is the last time that someone will say, I am a faithful or a traitor. Yeah, so they won't, after that, they won't know.
Yeah.
Anyone who goes, they're going to be like, I have no idea if we're correct.
And are they sus about Rachel at all?
They are a little bit because obviously they have three votes each.
Yeah.
But I think if Rachel doesn't... You see, this is the thing. Yeah. If Rachel stays tonight, right? Yeah. If James goes and Rachel stays tonight and they vote Rachel out tomorrow, they won't know if they're correct.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic show. So I'm curious, can I go and ask the pub to turn it on?
Tonight? Callum's back in.
What?
Do you have to be out tonight?
I don't have to be out, but I would like to be out tonight because...
You'd like to have the best of both worlds, as Hannah Montana would say.
Exactly.
I'd say...
I'm like, can I ask the pub to turn it on? Can
I'd
I ask
say
them
you
to
can.
Shut up while I watch it?
I'd say you can. I think that the pubs need to work on subtitles in the pub.
Now, there's a shout. Do you remember the teletext? You wouldn't remember this, Callum, but the teletext subtitles, which would be 2 minutes behind.
But still,
I wouldn't even mind that.
We had them in the UK as well. Exactly the same.
I wouldn't even mind them.
The pub I go to in West Waterford with my dad sometimes, they have great movies on RTÉ on a Friday, and sometimes I'm just kind of in a daze going, a few subtitles now and I'd be happy to watch along.
Yeah, what's the point in having it on in silence?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're dead right. I think I might ask the pub.
Do you think now all the people who have to sit through matches are happy to see the matches on all the time?
Well, I like watching the matches in the pub, but there's no matches on tonight.
No,
so
you have to pretend that you don't. So you can say, do you think I enjoy sitting here watching United lose every week? No, I don't.
Turn on the traitors.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you going, Rathmines or town?
No, I won't go to town. It'll be absolutely packed. I'll go to, an old man's pub or something.
You need to go somewhere more Midland than
that. Yeah, I'll go to the country.
Here's Jisoo and Zayn. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's New Era with Generation
New Era.
You're listening to Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma and Dave with you this morning. And
Hi.
Now, just after 7:21 on the 23rd of January, it calls for some celebration because... For lots of people, you probably just got paid.
Woo!
And you probably just got paid for the first time in five whole weeks.
My God, what a feeling. What a feeling, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave, do you remember when it happened to you about a minute and a half ago?
I just checked my account and there it was. A whole €14.
Callum, has it happened to you yet?
I haven't checked. Shall I check?
Go on.
Let's do a live check. Give it a look. Oh, I'm in pain.
I normally don't get paid till way later in the day, and I don't know. Accounts must have heard we were having a celebration because it's in my account already. No longer living in my overdraft.
There is a lot of people who haven't been paid who must be fuming at us right now.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe have a little sneaky check of your quick balance and see what happens. Guys, I think we should throw a party.
I agree.
Well, in fairness, we normally get paid on the 25th, but when the 25th falls at the weekend,
yes,
we get paid a little
bit. That's my favourite thing in the world. Mine used to be, in a previous company, the last Thursday of every month.
Oh my God, gross.
It was the worst thing in
the
world.
5 week months were very common back
when
then.
I worked at Tesco, it was every fourth Thursday.
My mate gets paid every week.
Every week?
Every week.
My sister gets paid every fortnight.
Oh,
isn't that gorgeous?
Unbelievable.
Like if you run out, it's like grand, only 3 days to go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get some party food in here. Can we get the sticky gooey block of cheese out of the gaff, please? Let's get a cheese board going, guys.
A cheese board, very nice.
Bit of brie, bit of gouda, something you can't pronounce, but insist it's mild. Give me
very
a bit of gouda.
Very North Dublin cheese.
Bit of gouda.
Gouda. Don't be scraping the mould off the end of that sliced pan. Smell the fresh brioche in the oven and good luck to those nuggets. Bring in the boneless chicken wings. Now, I do have a party mix for us this morning.
Please.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Sorry, I ain't got no money. I'm not trying to be funny, but I
love. But we do have money.
Hey. But it mentions money.
I got bills.
Oh, yes.
I got a bill.
Although. Money.
I feel like a millionaire. I feel like a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
Must be funny. I need a dollar.
No, we don't.
Dirty cash, I want you. Dirty cash, I need you.
Oh my God, you know what?
Incredible.
I'm really happy
mix
to hear Pausa today.
Yeah, I know. I will take Pausa.
Let's just look at the party games. I think we should all play in our offices today, okay? Musical chairs is out. Musical chairs is in, baby.
Musical chairs is out, but musical chairs is in?
Musical chairs is in.
Musical chairs.
Musical chairs.
Buy, sell, sell, sell.
Love.
Duck, duck, goose is out, but paid is in. You get tapped in the head and you can run around and do a little dance when your money comes through to your account.
Oh my God. The bang of ChatGPT off that one.
Excuse me, that was paid is me.
Now in fairness, that does sound like an Evanoli.
ChatGPT would be better than that. Pass the parcel is out, but... Pass the payroll in.
Oh, very nice.
Pass the brown envelope.
Yeah. Very good.
Musical chairs is out. Okay, this is a bit of a reach, but you know musical chairs, Lydia, is you have to freeze.
Yeah.
When the music stops.
And musical chairs is in.
No, freeze the funds is in. So this is a moment every time the music stops to reflect on the way your account has felt over the last few weeks. Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
And then tug of war. This is kind of the tug of the wage. So you're trying to make it last, not like a Aussie Lives win across the month of February.
Very exciting. What are you going to do with your millions?
My not millions today is going to pay my rent, which is exciting.
Thanks
always
for clarifying it's not a million. Appreciate
don't
that.
We love giving away most of our money to rent. But tomorrow I am going for dinner. And, you know, I'm trying to be a minimalist this year, but I'm dying for a pair of New Balance runners.
Right. The minimalist is working very well.
You?
Over
you?
Time. I'm going on holidays in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to need most of my money for that.
Fair.
Because I'm going skiing with my family.
Is mommy and daddy not paying for the trip this year?
Well, they are, but they make us pay for our own lunches.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, like. What's the point?
Well done. It's been on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona with you this morning.
Great news, lads.
Yeah, fine.
Harry Styles has released brand new music, Aperture. Not Aperture, that's Bruno Mars and Rosé. This is Aperture.
Now, we're all going to learn a new word, opalite. And like all the new words we're learning, I don't know what that word means. Does anyone Aperture?
It's to do with photography.
Is it cameras,
yeah. Yeah, I'll get a proper definition for you for 8 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
New word alert, guys.
We are playing it just after 8 o'clock this morning.
But for now, your chance to win with Harvey Norman all this week on the show. They are your connected health specialists. They have you covered with a massive range of devices to help you stay motivated, manage stress, sleep better and smash your fitness goals.
Yeah, find it in store or online, harveynorman.ie. Today we got an Apple Watch 3SE to give away, which I think is so, so cool. And all you have to do is predict who will win a fitness challenge between myself and Emma.
Bronwyn's on to give this a go. Any crack?
No crack.
You have a lovely name.
None.
You do have a lovely name,
Thank
Bronwyn.
Thank you.
I knew one Bronwyn before and she was quirky and cool. Are you quirky and cool, Bronwyn?
I'd hope so, anyway.
Oh, yeah, good. What is the plan for the day before the weekend can start?
I started a new job about a week ago.
Okay,
amazing.
So I'm in training still.
Very good. Okay, so are you allowed to tell us what the job entails?
So I'm airport security.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, so many
That is
questions.
Really cool.
What's training like?
It's intense, that's all I can say.
Are you like, oh, this is how you arrest someone on the spot?
What's it like being backstage?
There's a lot that goes on, that's all. Like,
yeah, okay, I'd imagine so. I imagine you can't probably say much more. And that's absolutely fair
I'm
enough.
Very good at airport security. I'm really good. I get my tray and I go diddy-dallying, like, you don't have to tell me to come up next. I know when it's my turn. I'd always have the liquids out. You don't have to mess around. And I'd always take my shoes off, probably regardless of the situation, because I don't want the shame of being told to take them off. So yeah, I'd be good now, Bronwyn.
See, Bronwyn, that's Emma Nolan, but she's going up to the one where you just have to throw everything into the tray and it goes in. And yeah. They're like, you don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take off your belts. You don't have to take off your hoodie.
No, I try to cause as least stress as possible for people in the airport.
All right, Bronwyn. Speaking of stress, that's what me and Emma are going to be under right now in the next couple of minutes, because we are going head to head in a plank off. The person who planks the longest without giving up is the winner. Who do you think, Bronwyn, can do the longest plank? Now, I will say, before you say anything, I am quite good at the old planks.
I wouldn't be myself.
I wouldn't be good at anything else, but planks I can do because I cheat. Who do you want to, or who do you think, sorry, should I say, who can do the longest plank, Bronwyn?
I think I'm going to have to go with Emma.
With Emma, okay, interesting. Wow. After I just said how great I was at planking.
I said I'm not great. Okay, no pressure. Bronwyn, I'll do my very, very best for you and wishing you the very best. Look, I can't, she's airport security, I'll never get in a plane again.
Right. All right, Bronwyn. Well, to be fair, I do have a very sore neck, so the best of luck is all I'd say.
Fiona's not here today, so I'm going to have to do the commentating. Are we ready?
We're ready.
For a bit of planking. I've got Emma to the left of me, Dave to the right, stuck in the middle with you. 3, 2, 1, plank ahoy! Here we go. The positioning of everybody is good already. Emma's wiggling a little bit. Dave is... There's no movement from Mr. Hammond. Emma
God,
is...
I'm really not good at this. I
did have physio yesterday and they said I shouldn't be doing much.
Emma is through. Oh, and Dave is gone! Dave has given up!
Dave, you're a plank master.
I know, but it's bad for my neck, which is awful injured, you know?
So that means Emma has won.
Emma has won.
That means Bronwyn has won.
Yay. Bronwyn, congratulations. You have won yourself an Apple Watch 3 SE.
Amazing.
Bronwyn, I know what happened there. He was like, I just need to be nice to Bronwyn because she'll be dealing with me at airport security, so I'll give up now.
Bronwyn, a terrible choice picking Emma, by the way. We just told you how good and bad we both are. But you decided to go with it, and good choice. Congratulations on that Apple Watch, and the best of luck with the rest of the job.
Good luck, Bronwyn.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks.
Bye. After 8 o'clock, we will be playing the Tricky 10 as well. If you want to play this morning, we'd love to have you. Tricky in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. For now, though, MK, this is called Come Find Me on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Louis Tomlinson, Lemonade on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, his former colleague, releasing new music just last night. We got the brand new Harry Styles single coming after 8.
I find it really funny to call him a colleague.
Yeah, they were colleagues.
You're so right.
They worked for the same company.
You are correct.
Now they work
Simon Cowell.
Yes, exactly.
For now, though, Tricky 10.
Absolutely. It's on the way after 8 o'clock. And after 9, someone very special.
My fave, Dermot Bannon. Stop laughing every time I say, like, I just think Room to Improve is a fantastic show. And Dermot Bannon is a fantastic man. The girl surprised me with him yesterday. We had a little chat with him. We're going to show you that chat a little bit later on, after about 9 o'clock this morning.
You should have seen Dave's face when Dermot Bannon walked into the room. It was like
I lit up,
starstruck.
He's so
to say
handsome.
The least.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
And by the way, the only reason we're laughing is not because of Dermot Bannon. We think Dermot Bannon's very cool.
Out of context.
It's just a little bit old, I think. Yeah. A little bit kind of, you know. My parents would watch Room to Improve.
Yeah, like, I know, disrespect, a fabulous show and a fabulous man, but you just wouldn't expect to hear him on Spin.
No, expect to hear Love Islander or something.
But he will be this morning, and I'm excited. 7 minutes to eight now. Let's see what the story is on the roads. What can you tell us, Alex?
Morning, guys. The N7 out.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, how are we? Happy Friday, welcome to the weekend, thank God.
Harry Styles Day for many, payday for many.
This is a big day.
It is a big day.
Big day.
It's a big Friday.
I'm going to Shane Daniel Byrne.
Oh, you are.
On Saturday.
Dundrum.
No, he was in Dundrum last night. I tried to get tickets, he was sold out.
Okay.
And I didn't want to message him because I don't want to be that person. Do you know what I mean?
He played our big night of laughs, basically our comedy night for charity before Christmas, and Dave and him got on like a house on fire.
So I was like, oh, well, and like, I kind of know him, but then I was like, I've seen him a couple of times, and every time I'm at one of his gigs, I'm like, I'm just not going to post about it because he's going to think I'm weird.
Oh no, they appreciate every share on Instagram's a help.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, I'm going to
see him. Do you want to tag that you're listening to our station, by the way? That'd be great.
This is how much of a fan of Shane Daniel Byrne I am. I'm going to see him in Newbridge, so I'm going to drive an hour.
Are you actually, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to drive an hour because I couldn't get Dundrum. So I'm going to go out and see him in Newbridge on Saturday with Pippa because she's travelling on Sunday, so we're going to go on a date night. And yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Okay, so it's not even like, you can't even have a drink or anything.
No, just... but I'm kind of a little bit worried because I'm like, you know, when I like when comedians, seeing comedians in my local area, because then they make jokes about the local area. I don't know the local area of Newbridge.
He's also going to think you're proper weird for following him to Newbridge.
I know. Oh, this is what I'm afraid of.
I'm a bit nervous for you, Dave. That's a bit weird, no?
I know.
New music now. My new. This is new to the Spin playlist.
All right, here we go. Finally, it's here. We all thought that this single was going to drop last Friday because there was so much talk about it. But no, it has arrived. We're talking about, of course, Harry Styles' new single. And we know the album is out soon. Kiss All The Time, Disco Occasionally, it's called. He did announce a tour. We're not getting a look in, lads.
And you know, lads, this trend is really starting to annoy me
and
now.
And it annoys me more when they're English acts because it's like, you know, it's a 40-minute flight, Harry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't have geographical confusion there. Yeah. Like, you know,
it's not like you have to hop on Ryanair. Like.
Exactly. He's going to Amsterdam, London, Brazil, Mexico, Melbourne, Sydney, and then he's doing 30 nights at Madison Square Garden.
Mother of God.
Rather than doing a massive arena, I did see somewhere last night that apparently his manager, that since the One Direction days, whoever looked after him privately at the time, has shares or something in Madison Square Gardens, so that might be what's
Very
going
good.
On there. So he teased this single, Aperture. I need to get used to saying that.
Like a
Aperture.
Camera.
With the phrase "let the light in," so aperture means a space through which light passes in an optical or photographic instrument, especially where the light enters the camera. Look, let's just see what he has to say for himself. Okay, it's been a while. Brand new Harry Styles on Spin this morning.
I'm excited.
It's going to be Harry fever. Strap yourself in. This is Aperture on Spin.
Take no prisoners for me. I'm told you're elevating. Drinks go straight to my knees.
That is new from Harry Styles, Aperture, just out this morning. You're on Spin with Emma Dave.
I like
Fiona.
It. It's different.
It's so different. I love that because a lot of people are saying, like, I'm a big fan of the Bruno Mars new single in the sense that, like, it's really positive. We need that positivity in January. But a lot of people saying it sounds like any other Bruno Mars song, whereas this is very distinctly different to Harry's last album. Do you know what
right,
I mean?
Okay,
it shows a bit of change. And I think it hones in on the name of the album really well, which is called Kiss All The Time, Disco Occasionally. It's like We Belong Together, All The Love, and then... Obviously, it's very disco and trancy as well.
It is a little bit.
That's
disco
my interpretation. On my first listen, Dave. What about you? Any thoughts or feelings?
Song good.
Tricky. We want to get Charles top of the leaderboard this morning and take home the fuzzy charge, Snooty. What are you up to, Charles?
I'm just on the way to drop off the baby at creche.
Oh, very good.
What age is the baby?
Well, he's two. He turned two in December.
Oh, very nice. And what's his name?
His name is Remy.
Oh, I knew it was going to be something cool.
Charles and Remy, two very royal names. Wonderful. And Charles, what is the plan for you for the day?
So I am going to go to the gym after I finish off my morning run and then relax for the afternoon because I work at night, so I'm just going to relax in the afternoon and get ready for work.
When do you sleep, Charles?
Usually in the mornings. Like after I do the morning run, I just sleep for like 3 hours or 4 hours if I can, if possible. And then,
okay.
Yeah. Listen, welcome on into the Tricky 10. Today is the day we need you to get top of the leaderboard today in order to take this prize off Paula, who's currently sitting top of the leaderboard. She scored 7 in 46.01 seconds. In case you don't know how this works, in case someone listening right now doesn't know how this works, this is the Tricky 10, and 55 seconds are about to go on the clock. Charles is about to be asked 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10, and that number as an answer will not repeat. Now, Charles, we are only going to be able to accept your first answer, so maybe take a little beat before you throw an answer at us. And naturally, if you know for a fact you don't know the answer, have a guess, because you just never know. We know it's going to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard in the next few minutes, you will take the position off Paula, as we mentioned, who's currently there, and the fuzzy charged snooty, the third last one we have, will be yours.
Charles, do you think you can do this?
I think I can.
Well, I like the
Charles,
confidence.
Who's had no sleep, he's going to put us all to shame.
And we've never had a 10, so maybe it's up to Charles to do that. All right, Charles, I'm going to ask your questions. The very best of luck. I'm going to count you in for the Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Excluding celebrity editions, how many series of the UK Traitors has there been?
2.
On the calendar, October is what number month?
8.
Complete the name of the Lou Bega song. Mambo number?
5.
The Four Courts are in which Dublin postal district?
Sorry?
The Four Courts are in which Dublin postal district?
3.
Jessie Buckley has been nominated for how many Oscars this year?
6.
What is half of 16?
6.
The word telephone has how many letters?
9.
According to sat-nav company TomTom, what number is Dublin in the world traffic congestion stats?
4.
Complete the name of the band What Door Cinema Club?
7.
7, all right. The clock has already stopped. Okay, Charles, how do you think you did?
I'm not too sure.
Not too sure. Okay, there was a couple of tricky ones in there. Let's have a listen and see how you got on.
0, 1, 2.
Oh, a score of 2, Charles. 2, and in fairness, he only answered 9 questions.
That's true.
So that is still
nothing. It's better than nothing. I'll take it.
Yeah, still not fantastic.
Let's have a
little walk through the answers then.
Yeah, so this was a tough one as well to kick off. Excluding celebrity traitors, how many series of the UK Traitors has there been? You said 2. The answer there was 4. On the calendar, October is what number month? Of course you know this. You just, spat out in the spot. The answer is 10.
Yeah.
You gave us the answer of 8. The Four Courts are actually in Dublin 7, not in Dublin 3. Jessie Buckley from Kerry has been nominated for how many Oscars? The one. Did you see this yesterday on the 6-1 news? They were down in Kerry chatting to local people about Jessie Buckley being nominated for the Oscar. And they were like, the Golden Globes is like getting to the Munster final. But this now is not Ireland, right? I was like, oh, classic Ireland. What is half of 16? You gave
an answer of 6 there.
Gave us answer 6. The answer there was 8. And according to the sat-nav company TomTom, Dublin is actually in the world the third most congested city, would you believe, rather than 4th. You said you were very close there for
so
a guess.
Poor.
And that brilliant, brilliant band, the Irish band that had huge hits about 10 or 15 years ago, our Two Door Cinema Club.
Yeah,
look,
that's
it wasn't
the
to
chance.
Be, but lovely to chat to you. And it sounds like you really have your together. So go and have a lovely day.
Yeah, go and have a rest for yourself,
guys,
Charles.
Enjoy it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Charles. Bye.
Say hi to just a Callum for me. I love him so much.
Callum, say hello to Charles.
Hello, Charles. Thank you very much for coming on. Sorry for the terrible questions.
Are you
fine? You're great. Have a lovely day, guys.
Charles, we must know, what is it about Callum you like so much?
I love the way he laughs, and I love the way he goes, number 2, we're ready for you.
That's a niche reference, Charles, and I appreciate it.
Wow.
Have a great day, my man.
Callum's hating himself for adding that Tom question now.
Good luck.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, we must pass on our huge congratulations to Paula.
Nice one, Paula. Congratulations. The fuzzy charge snooty is on its way to you.
She did the whole thing in 46 seconds and she scored 7 earlier in the week. So big well done to Paula.
That was an insane score to get in such a short amount of time.
Exactly.
46 seconds. There's 55 seconds on the clock.
Who was asking questions that day? Was that you?
Oops. I don't know, was it Monday?
You were quick. Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. I was right. Fiona.
Okay, she must have flown through them as well, should I say.
Well, there you go. Paula has won this week, but will you win next week? You could top that leaderboard on Monday, and all you have to do right now is message us the word tricky. 087 711 1038 is our number. Message us the word tricky, and we'll know you want to play the tricky 10.
It is a totally clean slate, so we're back to an open leaderboard for Monday. Right now, Amble, this has been...
This morning
it spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Amble and Socrates Smiles on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Emma and Dave with you this morning, and after a 8:30, in Fiona's absence, we want to get a few jobs done for her while she's not here. She's up the walls, heavily pregnant, all the rest. So after 8:30 this morning, you're actually going to name her baby. We need to get
that's
the
too
name
a stress
sorted.
For her.
So
you can do that for her.
Yeah,
right?
Just take something off her desk. You're going to name her baby on the show in about 10 minutes' time.
For now, though. It's one of my favourite parts of the week. This is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Fran in Love Hate. Mm-hmm. I've done transition sounds between 2.5 men scenes. It's been bizarre. This week's one, probably my most bizarre. I told my girlfriend Pippa what I was ranking this week and she went, I just don't understand your brain.
That's all. Okay. That's what this is all about.
I have been watching a lot of TV recently, and there is a certain ad from a certain celebrity that is on, and it just got me thinking about that certain celebrity, and I was going, this person has a lot of interesting songs. So I welcome you this week to Dave Ranks Songs by Robbie Williams that make you go, that was an interesting choice.
Amazing! I'm here. I'm ready. Tell me more.
So... the way that this is going to work is Robbie Williams has done a lot of fantastic songs and not so fantastic songs. Mm. He's also done some ads and he's done songs for certain things, whether it be a TV show or a movie or a game or things like that. We're going to rank them. Now, when I rank them, they're kind of being ranked as how interesting of a choice it was for him to decide to sing this.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So in fifth place is just a release of his. It's just a normal song. I just think it was an interesting choice to start writing and singing this song. In fifth place, it's this. Bizarre.
Really bad.
It's just, I don't think it's bad. I just find it mental.
It's kind of like Roy Keane saying he started Irish dancing.
Yeah.
It's just like you have this guy, Rob Williams, who's got this really cool vibe, really got a lot of street cred, and then he releases that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
This guy is edgy.
He was like the bold guy in Take That, you know? He had to go off and do his own thing.
That's what I thought. And now you're singing like Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's almost as if that song was written
Ollie Murs. Yeah. Right, we move on to fourth place. Dave Rank's Songs by Robbie Williams that make you go, that was an interesting choice. We got to go to this one. It's fantastic. It's from the year 2000 and it was from FIFA, the game, the video game FIFA, FIFA 2000. It is a song called It's Only Us. And it's deadly. Fantastic, Robbie. Interesting choice, though, to get Robbie Williams on the FIFA soundtrack. Mm-hmm. FIFA 2000, if you played it, you will remember that song. It is a decent tune, to be fair. Let's move on to third place for Dave Rank Songs by Robbie Williams to make you go, that was an interesting choice. This is one of those songs that makes you go, that's Robbie Williams. It was Finding Nemo.
No way.
The end credits, and a song goes, that's called Somewhere Beyond the Sea, and it's sang by our third place, Robbie Williams.
Behind the sea.
That's Robbie Williams.
She's there watching for me.
Why? Who knows?
If I could fly like birds.
Finding Nemo.
Then straight to her arms. I'll go sailing.
Robbie never really cracked America, so I could only imagine that was trying to break him through into America.
And yet he's playing the World Cup.
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah, make sense.
Bizarre.
Oh my God, so the Ollie Murs song, FIFA, Finding Nemo. I'm learning a lot this morning.
I know what's coming.
You know what's coming for second place? Second place is a real tribute to Dave Rank Songs by Robbie Williams that make you go, that was an interesting choice. for when he did an ad for cat food.
No, he didn't.
It's great to be a cat.
The life of a cat is so lovely. Whatever I do, you still love me. And each day Felix appears, I'm certain that it's great to be a cat.
Did this happen,
it's
Dave?
It's on TV right yeah. now.
No, it's not.
When you're watching Traitors or Love Island, it's on the ads.
Sorry, Callum. Does Robbie himself, like, visually feature in the ad? Yep. What?
I was Robbie at Croke Park last year. He didn't perform it, but there was ads on the screen that featured the song when he wasn't
great.
On stage.
To be
it was
a cat.
Unbelievable.
But it's not number one. It is not the first choice for Dave Rank songs by Robbie Williams that make you go, that was an interesting choice. This is, without a doubt, one of the greatest songs ever okay. performed by Robbie Williams. But never heard. It's not even on Spotify.
Right.
It's the official song to Johnny English.
Yes!
Number one for Dave Rank songs by Robbie Williams that make you go, huh, that was an interesting choice, is Man for All Seasons.
Green and country, safe and sound, with villains 6 feet underground, and no one knows, because no one's found any trace of a man for all seasons. Loves him and leaves him alone.
Tell me more for those of us who don't know what's going on.
I tell you more.
Johnny English.
Johnny English is like a bubbling idiot. He's like a bubbling James Bond. He's like a Mr. Magoo as James Bond.
A TV show.
No, it was a film. Johnny English was released in the early 2000s. It stars Rowan Atkinson, who is the fellow who plays Mr. Bean.
Yes.
And it's a Mickey take of a James Bond film.
Oh, gosh.
And
okay.
they've released three, but that is one of the greatest movie soundtrack songs of all time.
It is fantastic. It's so good that is my number one, but it's also my number zero because I wanted to play it again, but I wanted to play two parts of the song.
Let's do it.
They're so good.
And you and I wouldn't have a clue who's doing what, why, when and who. Up a creek with no canoe.
Watch out
for the man for all seasons. Loves them and leaves them alone. So alone, but safe at home.
Now, talk about niche. That was Dave Rank's songs by Robbie Williams that make you go, oh, that was an interesting choice. I bet you didn't know Robbie Williams did so much.
And that, I think, is what Dave Rank's is all about.
It is. The niche. The bizarre. The weird. The Robbie.
One more for the road.
And you and I wouldn't have a clue. Who's doing what, why, when and who. Up a creek with no canoe. Watch out for the man for all seasons. Loves them and leaves them alone.
Go watch that movie.
So alone, but safe at home.
It is so good. Absolutely amazing.
Top tier stuff, David Hammond. Belters only now with Bandit. This is new. It's called Do For Love. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Belters only, Bandit, Do For Love on Spin. It's 8:28. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
What's up?
Dave just did a very interesting Dave Ranks. I think one of my favourites so far.
Really?
Yeah, very niche.
Dave Ranks songs by Robbie Williams that make you go, huh, that was an interesting choice.
If you missed it, our podcast, Fully Charged, Recharged, it'll be live before 10:30 this morning. Callum, do we have an official birth date for Dave Ranks? Have we surpassed the year yet?
Oh, do you know what? Let me look in the archive and I'll be back with you in less than a minute.
Okay, well, I think on the anniversary of Dave Ranks, you should rank your favourite Dave Ranks.
Oh yeah, that's very good. I remember my very first one was Dave Ranks Songs by Phineas and Ferb.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
And I think you followed up the following week with a cracker, which was the transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes.
We didn't know what we had. We didn't know what we were creating. Mm. It was gold.
Mm. Okay, Callum, any updates?
Still looking, okay. Still looking.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Lads, I can't believe I'm saying this, but again today it's more of the same. Just rain, rain, rain. It's pretty grim. Stay positive as you can. I'm just dying for a bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's cold.
It was February last year. Still don't have an exact date, but it was February last year.
Okay,
February.
Cool. So that's coming up.
Wow.
What
huge,
a time.
Huge, absolutely huge.
So listen, it's Emma and Dave with you this morning. Fiona is off and sad news.
Thank God. She's awful, isn't she?
Stop.
She sucks.
Fiona's the best. And in 4 weeks today, she will be leaving us for her maternity leave, which is her right. Which is absolutely her right.
Yep. We're not happy about it, but apparently she has rights.
Women have rights these days.
Mental.
No, listen.
We used to be a proper country.
Fiona is getting all set and that's why she's off today. She's nesting at the moment. She's a few bits to organise for the baby. I think she's starting to panic a little bit. But if you know Fiona, and especially if you're with us around the time of her wedding late last year, you will know that she's not very... There's not really much of a push in her to get anything done.
No, she's not really a get ready and get set kind of person. Yeah. She's more like, I'll go at my own pace.
It's an utter miracle that her wedding went off without a hitch and was such an enjoyable day for all, because she just seemed... Her attitude in life is... It'll be grand.
It'll be grand.
That's right. Her attitude in life, and I aspire to be more like our Fiona. But pretty much, if you remember, towards the end of last year, genuinely, it was you listening who got her ducks in order and organised her wedding. Now, the other great thing that you've done on the show over the last couple of years, for me personally, is you've helped me name some really important things in my life. One, my dog.
Oh yeah.
You chose his name, Seamus. It's an absolute hit.
It's a brilliant name.
I still get smiles off people who ask his name, and they go, ha, great name. And I'm like, I know. And I think of you every time. I really do. The other thing you've named, which is not much of a hit, because it's a very frustrating thing to have in the house, but my robot Hoover.
Oh, hold on. What, let me see if I can get it. Samantha Roomba.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Samantha, why are you stuck under the telly again? Look, Fiona has a lot to be doing. She's nesting and trying to find a buggy or something today, I think. And we'd like to just get a few of her things off her desk.
Yeah.
So this morning on the show, we need a voice note from you. And all we want you to do is say what your name is, but follow up your first name with the surname Dugan.
Yeah, that's Fiona's baby daddy.
That's Fiona's baby daddy and husband. Dwayne. His surname is...
Love of her life.
Dugan. Yeah.
Partner my in crime.
Husband. My husband. So, for example, I would send a voice note now and I would say, my name is Emma Dugan. Dave would say,
my name is David Dugan.
Oh.
I think if it's a boy, I think we just found the name.
Also, we don't know the gender because Fiona couldn't probably be arsed asking, you know, if she goes for scans. We'll find out in the day. Who cares? It's Grant. So you tell us what your name is and add Dugan to the end of it. And we're going to pitch all of these names to Fiona on Monday morning around this time, okay? Trust me, she's so chill, she'll go, oh, that sounds lovely.
Oh, yeah, that's actually good. I like that. Yeah,
and
perfect.
You could literally, her child, literal child.
Could be named after you. So when we're long gone, that child will still be around and it'll be like, hey, I am called after a random person in Clondalkin.
Yeah. So get your voice notes over with immediate effect, please. All you have to do is say your name, but follow your name with the Dugan. So I would be Emma Dugan, Dave would be Dave Dugan.
We will be the judge, by the way, with if it works. So don't worry if you're going, no, that doesn't work. My name is...
Henry.
Henry and Dugan. Actually that is quite a nice
lovely
name. Natalia Dugan or something.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? Maybe we'll be the judge of that.
Just because Dave's name works with it so well with the alliteration, don't get put off.
Yeah.
Okay? It could work perfectly. It could be Gabriella Dugan. Stunning.
Why not?
Get in touch with your voice notes right now, please. In a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Bruno Dugan.
It's nice to just get the bits done for her, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot to be doing.
We're more stressed than she is.
As per usual.
Yeah.
As is Fiona. Business to attend to on this morning's show.
Yes.
You are actually going to this morning, hopefully, name Fiona's unborn child, who's due very soon. It's very exciting.
Very exciting. But we want some good names. So if you have a crap name, don't put yourself forward to this.
Basically, if you know Fiona at all, especially if you're with us around the time of her wedding, you'll know she's not very good at getting her ducks in order. I think she's like took today off to be like, oh crap, I suppose we need to get a cot or something for this thing,
and
do we?
I guarantee you she will wait until about 6 p.m. to go, she would probably go get that cot.
Yeah.
And everyone would be closed.
she's so relaxed. What's that expression? If she was any more laid back, she'd fall down.
Yeah. If she was any slower, she'd be going backwards.
That's the kind of the vibe with Fiona. So we're just getting some of her bits done. So we'd like you to name her baby. And how cool, on Monday morning, we're going to pitch all of your name ideas to her and hopefully she will pick her winner and christen her child live on air on Monday. It's very exciting. For now, though, you're getting involved in this. And who's there on line one? How are you?
Great, how are you?
All right, so you're putting forward Aggie Dugan.
Agnes
Dugan is much nicer.
Oh, I love that.
Not that Aggie isn't nice, but I don't know if it works with Dugan.
Yeah, that's great. You've got daughters as well with great names.
Go on, what are they?
Yes, I have Saoirse and Caoimhe.
Saoirse Dugan, Caoimhe Dugan.
Agnes Dugan.
Wonderful.
It has a ring to it.
I think it does.
Agnes Dugan sounds like an author.
Actually, I think
who
that
you'd
child
read by the fire
is like destined
very
for
noble.
Great, very noble, yeah. Destined for great success.
Who's that book by? Oh, that's Agnes Dugan.
It does say. does. I want to read it. Thank you very much, Agnes.
Thanks, Aggie.
Send me a copy.
I will. Good luck.
Bye.
It's like one of them books from Meg. Is it Meg Riley on a few cans on TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's by Agnes Dugan, and it's about a woman who lives in a lighthouse. Yeah. It's very sad.
Very sad. Very sad.
Very sad.
Very deep. Very deep.
Very deep.
Very
so,
touching.
Voice notes are welcome on this. What is your name? And then add Dugan at the end, because that's obviously what the child's surname is going to be called. Her you can be a man or a woman. We don't know the gender, so it's up to you. So whatever voice note with whatever your name is, and then add Dugan at the end. So I would say David Dugan, which, by the way, mwah, excellent.
Annoyingly works quite well.
Voice notes on 0877111038.
Keep them coming. We'll pitch to her on Monday. So you just get in touch with that voice note. Nicola was on.
Ah, lads. Felicia Dugan. No, I'm only messing. My name is not Felicia. Just thought that sounded mad. Nicola Dugan. That's my name.
Nicola.
Well, my kids have nice names. So Brooke Dugan or Caleb Dugan.
I think
it's far for you now, but I reckon Felicia sounds the best.
Felicia, I'm not sure about. I'm liking Caleb, and I feel like Fiona would go for like a Caleb or something
like
interesting like
Brooke.
That.
Brooke.
Brooke is nice
Brooke
too.
Is, cool.
Is Brooke male or female? Not that it matters.
I'd say you could go for either.
Yeah, you probably could. Is it unisex? Yeah. Class.
Another voice note in.
My daughter's name is Dorothy, and I feel like Dorothy Dugan has a good ring to it.
Or Dot Dugan.
Dorothy Dugan.
Dorothy Dugan.
Oh my God,
lovely.
Fiona would so name her kid Dorothy as
An
well.
An incredible actress. And this year, the Oscar for Best Actress goes to Dorothy Dugan.
Okay, brilliant. We will be pitching all of these names to Fiona on Monday. So if you haven't sent a voice note yet, throw in your name, follow it up with her husband's surname, which is Dugan, to 0877111038. And we'll be naming her child on Monday.
Fiona in the morning.
Quite honestly, and hello by the way, don't open your weather app. It's actually just too grim, lads. I've been stalking it, just looking for a little ray of sunshine, and there's just no dice for
a
while.
Who needs the weather app when you have Alex's 5-word weather?
It's true. Tomorrow is an utter and complete washout.
Is it?
The rain will start tonight late, sorry Callum, at like 11 o'clock. That rain is not due to stop until about 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh my God.
It's going to go all through the weekend. So it's going to be a mess on Sunday around.
Are you using the Norwegian weather app or are you using Apple?
It's Swedish, actually.
I'm using my Swedish weather app, Callum.
No, it's not Norwegian. It's yr.no,
yeah,
Norway.
It is Norwegian.
Wait, sorry. With the first 4 years, we've been calling it the Emma's Swedish weather app and you're telling me it's Nordic.
Is it Nordic? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Norwegian.
It's a weather app.
Or Norse. Is it Norse or Nordic?
Norway.
I know. Norwegian. There we go.
Yeah. And then I look on the Apple weather app and it is literally, there is rain all the way until Sunday week.
Here's what I don't like about the Apple weather app, okay? Apple weather, it'll give you like all the misery and it'll give you a percentile for like where you are right now. That just puts people off to think it's going to rain today. But it's like there's a 70% chance in your area.
Yeah.
Whereas the YOR weather app will give you an hour-by-hour breakdown of where you are.
So we go to the BBC and check the Met Office.
Oh, yeah. Because the Brits always just do it better, don't they?
Callum, or David, don't say that.
The Norwegians just aren't good enough for you.
Apparently, the next time there's going to be a bit of sunshine around is tomorrow week.
This is Ireland. We use Norwegian weather.
All right, welcome on into one more tune. This is the part of the show where you get to have your say and cast your vote on what song you want to launch your weekend. This morning, I'm going for this.
He used to meet me on the east side in the city where the sun goes down.
You know what I don't understand?
Emma, you're coming in strong in 26, I have to say.
Why don't Khalid, Halsey and the Chainsmokers, is it?
Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco.
Why don't they just make more songs like that?
No.
Honestly,
you'd have to work with Benny Blanco, though, wouldn't you?
Perfect formula. If you would like to hear Eastside as the last song of the show, well, I'm going to need your vote. That's just Emma in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
Unbelievable start to one more tune. A great choice. I have gone for this.
If we ever broke up, I would be sad. Think about everything I thought we had if we ever broke up.
Oh, wait for it.
May Stevens, if we ever broke up. If you want to hear that as the last song of the show, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp. The number is 0877111038.
That song was everywhere, and then I don't like how it completely evaporated. I want it more in my life.
It's
so good.
How old do you think that song is?
3 years.
Oh, 3 years, four years.
We used to play it in the breakfast show here.
Yeah, 2023.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. and it just disappeared. Fiona is away today, but she has left us this.
Hey, it's Fiona speaking to you from beyond the, not the grave, I'm not dead, I'm just not here today. This week, I've gone for this.
Oh, come on.
That is One Direction, Steal My Girl, in honour of Harry Styles' return to the pop culture zeitgeist. If you want to hear that, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
My favourite thing about Fiona leaving us that is that she could have re-recorded it, but no, she was like, I'm doing one and done. I don't care if it's crap.
Yeah. I could have fixed it.
I could have fixed it. I could have spoke better. No.
It's grand.
That's our Fiona Frawley.
Do you know what? I am who I am, and if you don't like me, that's fine. Eastside, Benny Blanco, Halsey and Khalid. That's what I'm back in this week. It's Emma in a WhatsApp if you want to hear it.
Lovely. Mae Stevens, If We Ever Broke Up is my choice. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And if you want Fiona, that's One Direction, Steal My Girl. It's Fiona in a WhatsApp. That's, I'm not
cheating.
Fiona.
I think going for One Direction and One More Chin is cheating.
Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you listen to the show a lot, well, thanks. But you probably have copped that Dave's aging is going at rapid speed at the moment since he turned 30 last year. And he's been quite vocal about being such a newfound fan of the TV show on RTE called Room to Improve.
I love it, lads. Every Sunday, like the lad, my housemates will go out to the pub and I'll be like, I'm just happy to stay in with Dermot.
Dermot Bannon hosts the show. If you're not familiar, they go in and they have a budget from a certain family. Not very relatable in today's climate now. to do up or buy a house or whatever. And that's where Dermot steps in. Dave's been obsessed, as we said. And yesterday, myself and Fiona saw Dermot Bannon swanning the office doing interviews. And we said, come here for a second. We have a young fella here in Spin. Have you ever heard of us, Dermot?
He loves us.
He's a big fan. We actually ended up chatting to him for like 20 minutes. You can catch the full thing on our podcast later on. But for now, here's how we got on when we spoke to Dermot Bannon.
Well, thank you for dragging me in.
I'm so happy they did. This is amazing.
I was here to talk about Love Island on another channel.
Well, what are your thoughts?
On Love Island, I couldn't care less.
The villa is like, it's all open plan.
For a long time since Maura was on it.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
And we were all watching it then, a little bit obsessed, and I haven't really watched
That's
it.
A good year to tap out, to
yeah,
be fair.
I think so, yeah.
Would you be kind of just really impressed, though, by the architecture of the villa itself? Mm. The different layers.
This is very Spin conversation. Mm. I love this. Is this your first time on Spin?
No.
It isn't?
No. It's probably been a while.
Okay, it's been a bit.
That's allowed.
That's all right. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, but it's my demographic, no?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, they have this idea, right, that Room to Improve is for the L ones, and I completely disagree. It is for also the young people who will one day dream of owning a home. Yeah.
Sorry, I will say, I watch it religiously. I watch it all.
I get people coming up to me age 12, 13. I was at the Young Scientist exhibition
last week,
and they were banging on the windows. Mm. Where is that? Electric Picnic?
Yes.
Emma has a funny story about this.
I
was staying in the same campsite as you at Electric Picnic. Yeah. I'm not sure if it was last year or the year before. But I think it was the year before, actually, because I think it's changed. But you know the way you could walk through the main arena?
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. It went out your luggage. You could go straight to the car park.
Yes.
And then the LVs would say you can't go through the car. You can't bring your, like if you're leaving, your bags and everything through the main arena, so it's the car park. You need to walk the whole way around the site. Yeah. And you were stuck having that conversation through the gate. I was just walking in for a boogie and you had all your bits and you were like, I can't just get through.
I will come and ruin your kitchen.
Saying, do you know who I am?
No, you
there's always someone watching you. There's always someone watching.
Listen, if you can't use it there, when can you use it?
Exactly. I've had 19 year old lads saying it would be an incredible honour to have you on my shoulders.
Oh my god,
I love that.
I was there. Okay, right. So, whenever I'm talking to people, they're all ages. They're all ages.
You are kind of like Ireland's cool uncle. Is that cool? Is that okay to say?
As long as you don't say cool granddad.
No, God no.
Definitely. No, uncle territory.
You look younger than I do.
And when these people of all ages come up to you, what's like the number one like heckle that you get? What's like, oh yeah, they always
do me kitchen.
That. Yeah.
The budgets.
Well, yeah, we are interested in the budgets.
That line,
no, it's grand. No, but I mean, we do all have 300 grand to play with.
So sorry, the heckles are. What's the budget?
No, because people.
The budgets are crazy.
I don't get a huge amount of heckles. Like, what was the best heckle? Somebody, a taxi driver, once rolled down his window and roared over me. You need a new calculator. But some of the heckles are very funny.
Okay, that's good.
I wouldn't let that beep 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 draw a line in the sand.
Now, when Dermot Bannon walked in, he said, I've been doing this for 4 weeks, because obviously we're on episode 4 this Sunday is the finale of Room to Improve on Sunday, half nine at RT1. Mm-hmm. Very excited about it.
Ask all your questions now, Dave.
I do have loads of questions.
Put them all out of the way.
But as Dermot came into studio, he said, make sure and ask me something now, because I've been asked the same questions for the last 4 weeks.
And I didn't really mean that. You can ask it now. Don't give me a curveball.
I'm so nervous now, right?
Are you?
So, he'll be well able. Wait till you see now what he pulls out of his
arse. Don't have anything.
Well, it depends what the question is. So now we've got a bit of tension.
I'm going to ask you probably the question you're asked most in the media.
Okay.
Which is, I'd imagine, what is the most bizarre thing that someone has asked you to put in their house? The reason being, if I heard your man in episode 1 say the word man cave one more time, I was going to go mad. So I'm curious, is there anything else?
Slide.
A slide.
From floor to floor.
Yeah.
Love.
We actually progressed it. It was on Room to Improve. I can't remember. How many years ago was it? Actually, it was 13 years ago.
Wow.
My son was born in the middle of that season.
Now that's fun. Do you like that?
Went over to Sheffield to an office complex that had slides that kind of and they had to, I had to wear a GoPro and go down the slide.
Oh, I love this.
Fun.
But she was adamant she wanted a slide in her house and it just wouldn't fit.
Because we
had to go through the whole technical things. And, like, you can't just have a slide drop or you'll kill yourself.
It can't be like one of those free falls.
Yeah, like a water park.
Yeah.
You're not dropping into a pool, you're dropping into your sitting room. So we had to do the technical stuff, measure out the resistance from jeans and chinos and all of that on the metal, and then how quickly would you get from top to bottom?
Yes.
It was just too dangerous. We didn't have enough of a slope.
So no slide.
Like, reality TV is huge, and we were just talking about Love Island, but I think a lot of people do reality TV for fame. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they do it for a bit of notoriety and what contract and what deals they're going to have.
Sure.
Like, mm-hmm. nobody's going on to Room to Improve for that. You know,
I know what you're saying. So yeah, I want help.
So I might.
I think it might be the only real reality TV.
Yes.
Because their home is at stake.
And they're paying for it.
They're paying for it.
And they're feeling proper emotions and proper stress and proper broke and proper all of the thing. Whereas I think people on other reality TV shows, they know how to fake it up a little bit now.
Dermot Bannon, an absolute pleasure.
This has been a great day. Fantastic Friday.
Thank you so much.
For dragging me in.
Come see us again sometime
anytime.
Soon.
I will.
Okay. Thank you, Dermot.
Thanks, Dermot.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and Michaela's here from 10 o'clock this morning, as she is each and every weekday. But this week she has your Keane to Crow tickets. He was just announced for the Trinity Summer Series. So if you don't want to spend your hard-earned money on concert tickets, well, Michaela will sort you out after 10 o'clock.
She's also got a new podcast.
She does, actually. Yeah, she's discussing.
Casa, Sue Casa. She's talking about Love Island.
Yeah, she is. You can catch that wherever you get your podcasts on the Go Loud app. And her first guest this week was Jack Keating's sister.
Oh, cool.
Giving all the dirt on Jack and what he's really like. And apparently,
what he's really like is if we don't work with him.
he always leaves his socks around the house, and Whitney should be worried.
Lovely.
Right, I want to talk to you about a job that I think I would be really good at, because a man has gone and won a lying flat contest after he bed rotted for a grand total of 33 hours.
Now, I can't tell you how bad I would be at this.
You don't like staying still?
Have you met me? Look at me now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm flicking a pen.
Okay, okay. But I mean, when you're relaxing in bed, do you not just love a bit of rot?
No, I toss, I turn, I stretch, I do everything.
I don't know if what age or what age this kicks in, but sometimes, yeah, if I lie on the same side for too long, I'm like, I think I'm getting bed sores.
Twice last week, I woke up to Pippa sleeping on the couch because I was annoying her so much.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. But look, this was a big competition in Inner Mongolia. 240 people gathered in a shopping centre for this real life lying flat contest. As I say, it went on for 33 hours, and the prize money, I wouldn't say was huge enough to sacrifice maybe going to work for the day or just lying flat for 33 hours. First place would earn you the equivalent to 366 quid. I mean, lovely and all for just lying down, but...
What? Say that again.
If you won, as in if you lay flat for the longest, you'd win 366 euro.
Oh my God, that's unreal. Do you know what? I still couldn't do it, but... Do you know what it kind of reminds me of? The hand on the car thing.
Yeah, those
I would love that.
Yeah, back in the good days of radio when you could do mad things, remember people would be like, if you want to win this car, you stand and touch it and there'd be someone there for 4 days.
Yeah, but like...
And it's like, whoa, health and safety, that's not a good thing to do to people.
I was in a radio meeting a couple of years back where we were thinking about doing this again, and they were like, and so we'll give people a break every 2 hours. And I was like, what? No breaks. That's the whole point.
Stand there.
Stupid.
These are kind of the rules behind the lying flat contests. They could use their phones, they could eat takeaway, they could read, but again, you're going to have some movement there. Standing, sitting, can I speak? Or going to the bathroom meant disqualification. So that's the tough bit. You can't go to the toilet.
Right.
You need to hold it in for 33 hours. Now, Dave, you could roll. You could roll.
You could roll?
You could roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
just leaving.
This sounds easy. Stay there for however long.
Leaving the mattress was obviously game over. And 186 participants dropped out within the first 24 hours. You see, this is why I think it would be easy enough for me. If your man won in 33 hours, I would probably coma for a good 12, 13 hours of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, easily. If I could fall asleep and I had no interruptions, I'd be like, oh, grand, just keep sleeping, keep sleeping. Once my brain knows when I wake up, you can keep sleeping, I'd be like, lovely.
Yeah, to be like, fair, that is
people
nice.
Who wake up on Saturday mornings being like, I just woke up, I'd be like, and you surely said I can keep sleeping, I'll go back to sleep.
I go back to sleep, I go, I can do better.
Only a handful remained by the time they reached 30 hours. And the final showdown lasted about 20 minutes. At 33 hours and 35 minutes, one contestant tapped out. And the winner was this 23-year-old guy. He joined because his girlfriend sent him the link. And he said he did no preparation. Although, what could you do?
How do you prepare for this?
Lie in bed for the whole weekend. Sorry, Mom, I can't come see you. I'm practicing for competition.
I wonder, yeah, if I was to do this, I think for like, I'd probably stay awake for 48 hours or something beforehand.
That's a good idea, actually, yeah. The event went totally viral. The amount of people who tuned in to watch the live stream, over 10 million.
I would watch that, to be fair.
Would you?
Yeah.
Over 8 million.
For about 7 minutes. Then
comments were posted. They're saying that in a world obsessed with productivity, the content suggests that the rest itself can be a sport and apparently a profitable one. I honestly think I'd have a good go of it, lads. I honestly do.
Why don't we try it out with a new competition and spin over the
summer? I just think it would be nice. Some radio stations, Callum, have the like Britney Spears headphones or microphones.
Ah, yeah.
That way we could be on the floor lying down doing the show. I'd love a vertical show.
A
horizontal show.
Or that one.
Hello. Welcome on in to the to this date unnamed music game on the show. Let's call it that for now. This is where, in today's case, I'm going to be quizzing Dave and producer Callum on song lyrics. It's pretty much a music game or a lyric game with a bit of a twist. For example, the question that I would be asking would be, in the Black Eyed Peas song, I Got a Feeling, they have a feeling that tonight's going to be what?
A good night.
Answer would be a good night, of course. So we've got three rounds to get through, and if we end up with the draw, we will go to a tiebreaker. Dave and Fiona have played the last couple of weeks. They have a win each so far. Obviously, Fiona's off today, and I think producer Callum is very excited to step up to the plate.
I am so excited.
He's going to be insanely good at this.
I think so too.
Emma normally sends me the questions just to double check them. She sent me them this week before we knew that Fiona was going to take today off, and then she made me delete the email in front of her and delete it from my deleted inbox.
I was like, no,
so you haven't seen.
I do not know what the questions are, because that would be cheating.
That would be cheating. Dave, let's kick in with round one. You're up first. In Chapel Roan's song Hot to Go, what does she want you to call her instead of pretty?
Don't call me pretty. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Cool.
Crap, I don't know.
What?
I don't know that one.
Hot, not pretty.
Call me hot, not pretty. No, okay. I never would have got that. That's a really, like, it's not the chorus. It's almost like a background singing.
It's not. It's the bridge. Over to you. In Ariana Grande's song, Seven Rings, she bought matching diamonds for how many of her bitches?
Bought diamond rings for the six.
Damn it! I hate this game. That was a way easier question.
Hey!
Yes!
Why come across like a sore loser on the show?
I thought I was about to say seven, but then the song is Seven Rings, so why would it be seven?
Mm. Mm. Okay, we move on to round number two. Dave, I think this is your redemption arc. In Stormzy's Vossy Bop, he wants you to tell your girl to link with him where?
The coffee shop. Tell your girl to meet me at the coffee shop.
Final answer. Locked in.
Yeah.
Beautifully
done. Would
you
have got that? I think so. Okay. I actually thought you were wrong there, so maybe not.
Mm.
Callum.
Okay.
It's Harry Styles' day. We had to get a Harry Styles song in there. In Harry Styles' song, Late Night Talking, he says he would follow her to any place, and he names two places. I need you to name one of them.
Oh, I haven't a clue. London.
Thank God.
Hollywood or Bishopsgate? Ah, damn it!
Bishopsgate.
And no, do you know what? The reason why I'm annoyed with that is because the golden circle for Harry Styles' last gigs was Hollywood on one side and Bishopsgate on the other side.
No way.
Okay, so scores on the doors at the end of round two. A point for Dave and 1 point for Callum. This could really be a winner-takes-all situation.
Is this the classic?
This isn't the classic track round, and I think Dave in particular, I prepped for Fiona Callum, so I'm not sure if this song will suit you, but we'll see how we go anyway.
You prepped for the person.
Yeah, I kind of keep you. I try to keep you in mind for the classic track round. All right. David Hammond. In Miley Cyrus's song, Party in the USA, a song by who?
Britney.
Was on the radio. When the taxi man turned it on.
Taxi man turned on the radio. And a Britney song was on. Or a Jay-Z song was on.
Well, which one?
Yeah, both are options. I'm going
to
say Britney.
Go on. A song by who was on the radio when a taxi man turned it on.
Turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. A Britney song was on. Let's go with Britney. Isn't that Britney at some point?
Yeah.
When is it Britney? Who turns that on?
The DJ.
Damn the DJ.
Right, Callum, it all comes down to this.
Come on.
In Beyonce's song Halo, what happened to those walls she built?
Look at those walls I built. Something, something crumbling down. They came crumbling down.
Come on.
I don't know if I can give that to you.
Go on. Remember those walls I built.
Baby, they're tumbling. Tumbling! Okay, no, I can't have that one. Right, all right, tiebreaker, let's go.
Okay. The tiebreaker.
We haven't done a game of this where there hasn't been a tiebreaker.
I know, it's really exciting. This is going to be quick, all right? You're both going to know this very quickly. It's fastest answer first. I'm really nervous. In Shaggy's, it wasn't me. Honey came in and caught him red.
Counter, on the counter.
Caught him red-handed. Creeping with who?
Girl Next Door.
Come on.
I don't think you should be allowed to jump in 17 times.
In fairness, last week I did say your first answer. In fairness, you did say the last answer.
It should be.
No, the first answer. That's my bad.
One answer. There we go. I'll give you the win, Dave.
Thanks, Cal.
I'm not a sore loser like you.
I am. I will burn the place to the ground.
Great success. Kinda. We'll keep on moving with
crumbling
the
unnamed and tumbling.
Music game.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
Let's hand over to producer Callum. Get those results for one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Eastside, Benny Blanco, Halsey and Khalid. Chill. Dave went for Mae Stevens, If We Ever Broke Up. And Fiona went for One Direction, Steal My Girl. Fiona came last.
Wow.
9%.
Not.
Emma, you came second with 33%.
What?
So his first win of the year.
I was not expecting this
Mr.
at all.
David Hammond,
I thought it would go to Fiona first and then you and then me. It's the total opposite.
Lads, this is such a tune.
It really is.
Out 3 years ago, then it disappeared. So happy to be playing it now. This morning, have a lovely weekend.
Oh, love you lots. Have a great one. Bye.
See you later. If you keep wondering if somebody understands, darling, I don't understand you.
On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.